This is KUT. Yesterday, we heard about how tax rates set by Travis County in the city of Austin affect property tax bills for residents. Travis County took issue with us saying that despite lowering its tax rate, most homeowners actually end up paying more in county property taxes. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, it depends on how you look at it.
According to Travis County's most recent budget, if you own an average-priced home, something in the ballpark of $285,000, you'll save 4 cents on your property tax bill compared to last year. But if you own a median-priced home, closer to $219,000, the county calculated you would pay an additional $10 in property taxes this year. So, using the average value, Travis County's lowered your property tax bill a tiny bit. Median value, you likely paid more. This difference doesn't actually change your property taxes, it's just in how the numbers are presented. Which measure more accurately shows what's happening for a typical homeowner, average value, or median? For this, let's back up a bit to fourth grade. What's the difference between average and median?
Well, I think when you get an average, you're simply taking every home or every property in that classification, adding the values up, and then dividing by the total number there might be.
Rahul Patel is a tax property lawyer with firm Patel Gaines in San Antonio. He says there can be a downside to using an average.
So you could have a particular segment where you have a few very, very high dollar properties and significantly more lower dollar properties, but you end up getting an average that's somewhere in the middle or higher than that.
Patel is team median.
You actually really get to more of a fair and equal distribution of those values by looking at the middle.
But we think that the average is a more helpful indicator of what's going on in the quote unquote average person's tax bill.
Dees Eckstein is with Travis County's Intergovernmental Relations Department. He, well, admires averages. With averages, he says home values
get kind of blended together into a beautiful frappe of information.
And you get a better idea of how property taxes are trending. But Charlie Gilliland with the Texas A&M Real Estate Center says blending is a problem when you're talking about the, quote, typical homeowner. He says when we talk home values, distribution tends to be uneven. Really expensive houses up here, a couple of cheap houses down here. The median levels that all out.
If you're trying to describe what is typical for the housing stock, you would probably focus more on the median than on the average.
State law does require that tax notices published by taxing entities include average home values. So then why does Travis County publish both median and average? Budget staff said they think it's important for the public to see both. For what it's worth, the city of Austin currently uses median home value to calculate the change in its property tax bills year over year. City budget staff wrote in a statement that they felt that the median is more representative of the, quote, typical homeowner. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.